This is the one thing we didn't want to happen. We arrive like pilgrims with plastic ponchos, trading spreadsheets for mushrooms and sleep deprivation, hoping to lose ourselves between the trees and maybe find something louder than our lives. By Friday, the woods were singing, goats set the sky on fire, masks on, minds off, a ritual in distortion and holy noise. We danced like summoned things, like the ground was an altar, like praying was a given. Later, Sylvie Croce floated on stage like a spell in silk. Half Kate Bush, half seance, she sang and the air changed its shape. I forgot my name, but remembered every person I'd ever loved. Someone yelled, "This is the one thing we didn't want to happen." And the sky broke, and the tents collapsed, and everyone laughed like it was scripted. Maybe it was. We stumbled into a quiz by mistake. 2 grams deep and full of hubris. Every answer, no matter the question. Roy Orbison. A performance art piece. A disaster, a moment of joy. So dumb it felt divine. A boy played cello in the Folly. And someone gave me an E for free. Watchmen I've never heard of play the soundtrack to my future breakdown. 5 stars would definitely cry again. The nights were velvet chaos, lanterns and dope smoke, a quiet woman painting planets on strangers' faces while a techno remix of SOS played somewhere in the distance. When it ended, it didn't. We carried it home in our hair, in the ache of leaving, in the way we now look at strangers like they might also have been there. Beneath the fairy lights, watching the world fall apart. Content.